We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Tomorrow is the 20th day of the fourth month of the year. It's 420, a day associated with getting high and smoking marijuana. It's a day for smoking weed, and even before marijuana was legalized in 18 states, D.C. And Guam, massive smoke-ins were held in cities across the country. One of the largest smoke-ins that is currently happening is at Civic Park between the Denver City Hall and the Colorado Capitol Building in downtown Denver. Every 420, huge crowds would defy the law, and this was before pot was legalized there, would light up, and generally it was a peaceful crowd. It was allowed to participate in this activity with basically no fear of being arrested. There were a few arrests, but that was because of unruly behavior, not actually smoking pot. Not far from Denver is Boulder, and at the University of Colorado in Boulder, that is another big place for the 420 smoke-in. Now, there are some myths and rumors that are still flying around about the origin of celebrating marijuana on 420. It has been said that 420 is the number for a police code for smoking marijuana in progress. April 20th is the birthday of Adolf Hitler. It is believed that the reference to 420 also goes back to the Bob Dylan song, Rainy Day Women, 12 and 35. That's a song. And if you multiply 35 by 12, you get the answer is 420. That seems like kind of a stretch. Well, anyway, all of these myths and rumors are false. They're not true. The reference to Hitler's birthday and Bob Dylan songs are just big stretches, in my opinion. The only one that sounds somewhat legit is the police code 420, but that is not the code for smoking pot in progress. So the actual story of 420 goes back to a group of high school students in San Rafael, California. Once a week, the group of high school students would meet at 420 in the afternoon to smoke pot and to search for a plot of land nearby the school that allegedly had a large crop of marijuana that's been growing since a U.S. Coast Guard member started the crop but left it unattended. The students even had a map, and they were supposed to lead them to the place where the marijuana was growing wild for years, and they would go out and look for it. Well, the group of students became known as the Waldos. And every week, they would meet at 420 to smoke pot and search for the field of marijuana. Since the Waldos met at 420, 420 became the code for smoking pot. Steve Capper, one of the Waldos, said in an interview in 2017, "Our teachers didn't know what we were talking about. Our parents didn't know what we were talking about. And soon the code 420 became part of the lingo among students and eventually spread to communities around the country that 420 was representative of smoking pot." In 2022, 18 states, Washington, D.C., and Guam had legalized the recreational use of marijuana. The other states, including Louisiana, legalized medicinal use of marijuana. And support for legalizing pot seems to be going on in every state. There are questions that legalizing pot is going to increase crime. It's going to do this, it's going to do that. There were a lot of rumors about this. Countless studies, and I even looked into new studies this morning. Countless studies have been done on both sides supporting their positions. Either legalizing is good or legalizing is bad. One thing is clear. The studies appear to be motivated by interpreting the data from the studies with a biased view supporting one side or the other. For example, In states that have shown an increase in marijuana use after legalization, closer examination reveals that in the years leading up to legalization, there was already a pattern of a steady increase in smoking pot. The studies that appear to show conclusively that legalizing marijuana will inspire large increases in the use of pot are cherry-picked and do not reflect the whole picture. Another argument against legalizing marijuana comes from traffic studies showing that driving becomes more dangerous in states where pot is legal. In 2015, a study showed that marijuana-related traffic fatalities increased by 4% in the state of Colorado. But the same study revealed that after decriminalizing pot in California in 2011, that led to zero increases in marijuana-related fatalities. In the state of Oregon, there was a slight spike in marijuana-related traffic fatalities after legalization, but what opponents of legalization don't tell you is that the rate of traffic fatalities had been increasing for years leading up to the point where pot was legalized. So the trend was already taking place. More fatalities are taking place, and they didn't increase dramatically after the legalization of pot. They just continued. So attitudes towards legalizing marijuana are changing nationally, including in very red states like Louisiana. There are a lot of citizens here who approve legislation for pot, but it hasn't passed, and I don't expect we'll see recreational use legalized here for a long time. It's decriminalized in New Orleans. And for those who might argue against legalizing something that can be a detriment to society, the same argument could be used when the recreational use of alcohol was legalized in 1933. Once legalized, we found ways to control it, with the knowledge that no laws would be 100% effective. So let's get past this wholesale paranoia that America has for legalizing pot and adhere to conservative ideology. And conservative ideology tells us that the power should lie in the individual to make decisions concerning his or her life without government intervention. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So there are studies out there that say legalizing pot is going to increase crime. But there are other studies that say that the increase in crime was already taking place before the legalization of pot. And the same with traffic. So you can find studies to support either side. There is nothing conclusive on this, regardless of what you hear. And, you know, we figured out a way to legalize liquor, and we can figure out a way to legalize marijuana. It would mean a lot to the state. But, I mean, my God, as long as you got a guy like Jeff Landry around and right-wing radicals in the legislature, I don't think that's going to happen. But it's almost as if the Republicans act like conservatives and Republicans don't smoke pot, because they do. And the Democrats have recently asked for a plan, a national plan, to support the legalization of marijuana with a federal bill. Is that going to happen? I don't know. But the Democrats have taken on this issue of legalizing pot. The Republicans could have taken up this issue, but they didn't. And again, a lot of Republicans act like, hey, you know, it's only the liberals who are smoking pot. You and I know that's not true.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.